Okay, welcome back for day two of the not-so-sweet truth about sugar addiction. I'm Kat.
And I'm Chi-Chi.
And we are going to give a quick recap of day one. We mentioned that there are four different kinds of sugar addicts, but most people don't realize they have sugar addiction until they're told they should give up sweets. So what were the ones we talked about so far?
Yeah, we've only talked about two types, and these two types of sugar addicts are the shot of energy sugar addicts and the feed me or I'll kill you sugar addict.
Ooh. Okay. The first type, the shot of energy one, refers to anyone that will reach for sweet coffee or energy drinks when they feel tired.
And the energy gotten from the sugar and caffeine will last for a short while only.
Mm-hmm, right.
But when it fades, the tiredness will set in.
That's right. Yeah. So it's a short solution. Mm-hmm. So the second type of sugar addict is the people who, the feed me or I'll kill you people. They have a lot of stress in their environment and they have to depend on sugar to help with their stress.
And our bodies make hormones to deal with the stress, but constantly doing this will get us tired.
Mm-hmm, of course. And that's when people start wanting to reach for sweets to try and help with that stress. But if they can't have it immediately, they get dizzy, they get nervous, and they probably start snapping at people and getting angry.
Yeah. Okay, I hope I'm not a friend of them. I don't want to be their friends. I don't want to be hit by them.
Oh.
Okay, so here, there are still actually two types of people left.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we have four types.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the other two today in day two. So let's go ahead and take a look.
Reading.
The Not-So-Sweet Truth About Sugar Addiction. 3. The Happy Cookie Hunter Sugar Addict. This person doesn't feel tired or angry if they don't get sugar. Even so, they still find themselves snacking on sweets all day. The sugar feeds Candida albicans, a kind of yeast in our stomachs. While this yeast is not bad for us, too much of it will lead to health problems. 4. The too sad need sweets sugar addict. Our bodies make a balanced amount of certain hormones so as to keep us feeling good in mind and body. If a hormone imbalance causes someone to feel mentally unhealthy, they might start wanting more sugar. That's because their body wants to raise its happiness hormone levels. If you have a sugar addiction, there are several things you can do to make it better. Make sure that you eat foods with healthy fats and vitamins. Try eating some fruit when you have the desire to hunt for sweets. Make some healthy changes, and you won't have to be a slave to sugar. Okay, so we're looking at day two of the article. We're going to start right off on number three type of sugar addict. And this is the happy cookie hunter sugar addict. I think I'd like to be around these people.
Yeah.
This person doesn't feel tired or angry if they don't get sugar.
And how do they feel then?
I think they just feel okay. Maybe they're a little bit like, oh, I really want some sugar, but they don't feel like, oh, give me sugar, I will kill you. So they feel just happy and fine. They still really want sugary food.
Mm-hmm.
So the article says, even so, they still find themselves snacking on sweets all day. They probably don't even think about it.
Yeah, they just want to snack on something. Mm-hmm. 所以这边呢，第三种没有吃到甜食是不会发脾气的。那虽然如此，他们整天都在吃哦。 So when somebody snacks on something, they're eating small amounts of something as a snack.
Right. And some people snack on food all day instead of having three big meals mm-hmm. like some people. And that's a lifestyle choice. Yeah. So the reason it's bad for you, though, even though it doesn't make you feel tired or angry, the sugar feeds Candida albicans, which is a kind of yeast in our stomachs. So yeast is a kind of living thing that's not quite a plant, not quite an animal. It's like a mushroom or mold, but some kinds are actually helpful to us. We use yeast to help us make bread, and the kind that lives inside our stomachs helps us break down food. So what is our stomach where this yeast lives? Stomach is one of our vocab words. It's a noun. It's an important part of your body. When we eat or drink, it all goes down a long tube to our stomach. You might have heard it, the word stomach, to talk about your belly. But here we're talking about inside your body, that part that helps you break down your food. Here's an example. My stomach is growling, means my stomach is making sounds. Brrr. I think it's time to eat lunch.
All right. Say, stomach 就是胃或肚子的意思。It's a noun. 口语来说就是肚子的意思啦。It can also mean desire or an interest in doing something. 那我们就可以看一下句子哦。I used to watch horror movies all the time, but I don't have the stomach for them anymore. 我曾经很喜欢看恐怖电影 but I don't like them anymore. I can't put up with them anymore. 不想再看他们的。
So,We're going back to talking about the yeast in our stomachs. While this yeast is not bad for us, too much of it will lead to health problems. Lead to, this is an interesting phrase that means this thing could happen as a result of something else. So if we have too much yeast in our stomachs, we can have some problems with our health because of it. It can actually hurt your heart, is what I've heard.
Yeah, 所以 Kat 老师刚刚有说到 lead to 就是导致的意思嘛。所以这种菌类啊其实不是对我们不好只是太多会造成健康的问题。
Mm-hmm. So that's the third kind of sugar addict, the happy cookie hunter. Now we're on to the fourth kind, D. We've been through tired, angry, and happy. Now we're on to sad.、Yeah. The too sad needs sweets sugar addict. Okay, so this person...Our bodies make a balanced amount of certain hormones so as to keep us feeling good in mind and body. So balanced is another one of our vocab words. It's an adjective. When there's just enough of some different things, not too much, not too little, when we eat a balanced diet, that means we get enough, but not too much, of each part that we need. If you have...an even amount of different things. Here's an example. I try to live a balanced life, so I have enough time to work, be with my family, and do things I like to do.
OK, 所以第四种就是太难过了需要甜点的人呢。我们的身体会产生一定量的某一些激素嘛去保持我们的身体健康。那 balanced, 就是 balanced 这个加上后面加一个 d 就是均衡的意思 It's an adjective 那没有这个 d 的话呢它就可以当一个动词或者是名词哦 And we'll take a look at other sentences here We can say A balanced diet is essential for our health 均衡的饮食对我们的健康很重要 Or I lost my balance 这边 which is used as a noun 这边是当名词哦 I lost my balance and fell down the stairs.
Uh-oh.
我失去平衡摔下楼梯了。
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, so talking about making a balanced amount of certain hormones, that means feeling, so hormones we talked about yesterday, if you're stressed, you make too many.
Yeah.
If you're not stressed, you have to make a balanced amount.
Mm. Yeah.
So an amount of something is how much of it there is, like some or little. We're talking about an amount of money or amount of time. Then we have one more phrase in here, which is kind of a grammar thing. So as to do something, so as to keep us feeling good in mind and body. This has the same meaning as in order to. When you're about to tell the reason,for doing something. Often we see this in the negative, though, so as not to. I left the house quietly so as not to wake up my family.
Say, so as to 就是为了怎样的意思可以放句首或者是句中那 an amount of something 就是后面通常都是加不可数用的哦。
Okay, so about these people who are very sad, if a hormone imbalance causes someone to feel mentally unhealthy, they might start wanting more sugar.So if you don't have a good hormone balance, you probably start feeling pretty bad. So here we have an adverb, mentally. It talks about the mind. Anything that you're talking about that's mental talks about the mind. It's not as if there's something wrong with the actual meat of our brain. Yuck, I know, but more about how we think and how we feel.
Yeah.
If we're mentally strong, it means we don't easily feel scared or bad about things in our lives. There's also being mentally ill, though, which means having something about your brain that makes you think and feel in a way that can be bad for you. So here's an example. Annie is mentally tired, tired in her mind, because of having to do hours of homework every night.
Okay, that's so bad. And mentally 就是心理上的意思哦。It's an adverb. 那它的形容词 adjective 就是 mental, 是 mental, 是把 l 把去掉。And the noun form is mentality. 但是 mental 有时候也可以当名词。Sometimes it can be used as a noun too. 那它就是指精神病患者的意思,口语上。那我们也看到这个字 imbalance. This is the antonym of balance, 表示不平衡。
Right.
And we have two examples here. We can say, the players are both mentally and physically physically prepared to play a tough game. 球员们精神上、身体上都准备好要打一场非常艰难的比赛。And the second one, the family has a history of mental disorder. 这个家庭有精神疾病史。
Yeah, so mental disorder is another word for mental illness, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So if we're talking about hormone imbalances, you feel mentally unhealthy, that's because their body wants to raise its happiness hormone level.
所以荷尔蒙不平衡呀，就会导致我们心理不健康，就会想吃甜食，那身体就会想要提高快乐，这个 happiness hormone levels 就是这个荷尔蒙, the hormones make you feel happy, so they want, your body wants to make more.
That's right. There's, a kind, there's one kind of hormone that helps you feel very happy. Yeah. It's called serotonin. We like it. Yeah. Okay. So if you have a sugar addiction, if you find that you are one of these four kinds of sugar addicts, if you have a sugar addiction, there are several things you can do to make it better.
What are they?
Yeah, there's hope. So make sure that you eat foods with healthy fats and vitamins.Vitamin. This is a noun. It's something found in your food that you need in order to be healthy. There are lots of different kinds of vitamins, and each food has different kinds and different amounts. Vegetables and fruits like sweet potatoes or bananas are known for having a lot of vitamins and different kinds. Meat or fish has a lot, too. If you don't get enough from your food, you can also take vitamin pills to help you get enough. So here's an example.You can get a lot of vitamin C from eating broccoli. That's vitamin letter C.
Yeah. So vitamin 就是维他命的意思跟维生素。有些英国人，有些人 some people pronounce it like vitamin.
Oh, vitamin, yes.
Yeah. 那有如果想要让自己对甜食上瘾的症状改善，就要确保吃含有健康脂肪跟维生素的食物哦。
So, as well as eating vitamins and healthy fats, try eating some fruit when you have the desire to hunt for sweets.So fruit is also sweet and has more natural sugar. It'll make you stop wanting snack foods with all those bad sugars in it.
All right, 那我们来看一下今天的文法练功坊哦。Try 要可以加上 to V 或者是 V-I-N-G, 但是意义是不同的。Try 加上 V-I-N-G 的时候呢，有去尝试做某件事情的意思，它代表你增加新的经验。但如果你是加 try to V, 要变成试图 you try hard to do something, you put in effort, 你试图去做某事是有经过努力的。所以我们的例句哦，课本的句子 try eating some fruit when you have the desire to hunt for sweets, 只是说让你增加新的经验你试试看。那如果我们再看另外一句，你经过努力，我们可以说 try to fit some regular exercise into your daily routine. 这样子就是说你试着去做这件事。You try hard to do something. You are not just trying it like a new method.
Yes, not just trying it out.
Yeah. 所以我们有类似动法，像 forget, remember, stop, try, mean, go on, 这些都有这种用法。
Okay. So we also have one more vocab word in this.Sentence and it's desire. Desire can be both a noun and a verb. In this sentence, it is a noun. It's something you want, usually something you want a lot. It could be you have a great desire for the person you love, or using the verb form, you desire some peace and quiet at the end of a long day. Here's an example with the noun form, just like in the article. After going to England for her first year of university, Tyra has a strong desire to travel to other countries too.
So desire 就是欲望的意思。It's a noun here, but as Kat mentioned, we can also use it as a verb. 那我们可以说 teenagers often have a burning desire to look more mature.
Of course, they want
to be respected.
Yeah, we've been
there before. 青少年都希望自己看起来更成熟。So as we see that last sentence, try eating some fruits when you have the desire to hunt for sweets.What does hunt for mean?
Well, we're going to find that out in our pocket phrase go today. Let's go ahead and go to that.
Pocket phrase go!
As a music producer, I am constantly hunting for talented musicians who can write good songs. 身为一位资深的艺人兼制作人，我总是在寻找有才华的作曲人。毕竟像我玛丽亚·凯斯这种天后，肯定是要搭配朗朗上口、感情丰沛又能展现我歌唱技巧的曲子啊！你说是不是 ？Hunt 这个动词呢，就是狩猎的意思。例如，The hunter likes to hunt for deer. OK, 这个猎人喜欢狩猎鹿。狩猎呢就是要在野外寻找猎物，所以 hunt for 也就有 look for 寻找的意思咯。例如呢，马上要开演唱会了，我想要找一个跟阿米老师一样厉害的乐手来跟我合作。 I never stop hunting for good musicians who I can work with. Hunt for someone or something 就是寻找什么东西的意思咯。
Okay, so we're back, and we're talking about the last sentence of the article. Oh my gosh. Make some healthy changes, and you won't have to be a slave to sugar. So yeah, you can eat those vitamins, eat and get enough sleep. Let's see. Make sure that you eat some fruit when you have a desire to have sugar, things like that.
Yeah.
And you won't have to be a slave to it. So slave, oh my goodness, that's an interesting word. It's a noun.
Yeah.
And here it means a person who has no power against their bad habits or against something they have to do. If you're a slave to sugar, it means you feel like you can't control your desire for it. This use of slave comes from people who have to work for no pay, and they can't control their own lives because other people believe that they own them.Like sugar owns sugar addicts, maybe? Yeah. So it's not a good thing to be a slave. It's not something you want to be.
Yeah.
So here's an example sentence with the word slave. Pauline is a slave to her phone. She almost never has it out of her hands and is constantly checking on it.
If you go on the MRT train, you see all those people, like Pauline.
Yeah, they all are looking at their phones in their laps. They all have their heads down. Almost nobody wants to look at each other now.
It's kind of sad. See, slave 就是有奴隶的意思。It's a noun here. We often hear to work like a slave, 像奴隶般的工作, or to treat someone like a slave, 对待人像对待奴隶那样子。
Yeah, so...Now we've talked about four different kinds of sugar addicts. We've got the tired one, the angry one, the happy one, and the sad one. So think about which one you are. And in our For You chat question today, we are actually going to find out if we are one of these. So let's go ahead and do that.
Yay!
For You chat.
All right, so our For You chat question for today is, are you one of these kinds of sugar addicts? What kinds of sugary food do you eat most often?
Okay, well, let me think about that. Am I a sugar addict? Yes. Yes, I would say that I am. And I think talking about, you know, between tired, angry, happy, and sad, I would say that I am most like the tired one.When I feel really tired, I always try and get a sweet coffee. I would make a habit of getting a latte every morning and just not caring. But then I started to gain a lot of weight when I started working a desk job. And so I decided, because I went from teaching to working at a desk all day, started gaining weight. And I'm like, oh, no. So I actually have stopped drinking lattes every day now. Now I only have about one a week and I drink tea instead.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And what kinds of sugary food do you eat most often?
I think bread from the bakery. I usually get a croissant in the morning.And it's pretty delicious, and that's one I haven't given up yet. But I feel pretty good about making some sets and cutting back on sugar.
Do you have a favorite shop?
Favorite
Taiwan?
Shop?
Bakery.
Favorite bakery. It's really difficult. I usually go to Sun Mary.
Okay.
Just because that's the one that's close to my work.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
Oh, well, I am definitely the first one, I think. The tired one also, because I usually get tired every day, but no matter how much coffee I have, I just get tired.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get tired like 2 to 3 times a day.
After you start drinking a lot of caffeine
and
a lot of
sugar,
it doesn't work anymore, right?
Okay. And well, for sugary food, I think I have brownies the most. I make my own brownies at home.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, but I still miss the ones back in America. I don't really like the brownies made in Taiwan. It doesn't really taste authentic. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
They're too dry or?
Yeah, a little bit too dry.
I like the really cakey
one,
moist. That means having like some water inside of it. Not water, but you know, a little sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good. So I think that's all the time we've got for today. And you guys listening can ask each other about what kind of sugary foods you like or maybe... even what kind of foods that you like that don't have sugar, and maybe you can decide to eat more of those than the ones that do have sugar and improve your health a little bit.
Yeah.
Like we're trying to.
Yeah.
Okay. So thanks for joining us. And this has been Kat.
This is Chikling.
For You English. We will talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Not-So-Sweet Truth About Sugar Addiction. 3. The Happy Cookie Hunter, Sugar Addict. This person doesn't feel tired or angry if they don't get sugar. Even so, they still find themselves snacking on sweets all day. The sugar feeds Candida albicans, a kind of yeast in our stomachs. While this yeast is not bad for us, too much of it will lead to health problems. 4. The too sad need sweets, sugar addict. Our bodies make a balanced amount of certain hormones so as to keep us feeling good in mind and body. If a hormone imbalance causes someone to feel mentally unhealthy, they might start wanting more sugar. That's because their body wants to raise its happiness hormone levels. If you have a sugar addiction, there are several things you can do to make it better. Make sure that you eat foods with healthy fats and vitamins. Try eating some fruit when you have the desire to hunt for sweets. Make some healthy changes, and you won't have to be a slave to sugar.
Vocabulary Review.
Stomach. You eat so much, how does your stomach hold it all? Balanced. Christine eats a balanced diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables and only a little meat. Mentally. Before the baseball game, Frank took some time to prepare himself both mentally and physically. Vitamin. This kind of food is full of vitamins that are good for your body. Desire. When I look at pictures of mountains in magazines, I feel a strong desire to climb them. Slave. Without the strength to make his own decisions, Norman was a slave to his mother's requests.